Well, what did you make of the final reading? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. We had some readings from Luke's Gospel. Those readings were very straightforward. Mary's going to have a baby. The baby is born, and then the angels tell the shepherds about the birth. And we read, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The baby, Jesus, lying in a manger. The Christmas story. But John's account is a bit more tricky. He starts off in the beginning. So before time was. In the beginning. So before creation was. In the beginning was the Word. The Word who is with God and the Word who is himself God. And the Word who makes everything from nothing and gives life to all. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. I hope by now that the party poppers in your brain are popping off. Because John says, here is the Word. Here is the ultimate reality, the eternal God, the fire that burns behind the universe. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This Son of Mary is the Son of God. The one who had no beginning begins as a baby. The one who breathed worlds into existence catches his first breath on that Bethlehem night. Emmanuel, God with us. These opening words of John are like driving through a grand entrance. And as you make your way up the driveway, coming into view is this extraordinary palace. And it's a palace that is blazing with light. A light that shines in the winter darkness. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. So the birth of Jesus is the coming of that light into our world, our cold, dark, sad world. We had it, didn't we, in the one of the first carols, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." I want to say three very simple and very quick things. The first is this. Says John, Jesus is the true light. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Now, Jules Verne wrote a story. It's called "The Lighthouse at the End of the World." At the tip of South America is a lighthouse to warn ships of the treacherous rocks. But in the story, a shipload of cutthroat pirates turn up. They extinguish the lighthouse light, and so ships founder on the rocks, and the pirates then plunder the cargo. You have to read the story to find out what happens next. What's the point? The point is this. Darkness is treacherous. Without light, things are treacherous. And says John, this world is a dark place. The light shines in the darkness. Have you ever been in total darkness? Many years ago, I went caving, and we were down somewhere deep in the bowels of the earth, and we came into this extraordinary cave, and then we all turned our lights off. And deep underground, you couldn't see anything, not even the finger in front of your eyes. It says, John, this world is in darkness. We've frozen out God. And if you walk out on the light, there is only darkness. And now we're so lost, we're so much in the dark, we don't even know we are lost. But Jesus says, John is the true light, so that we don't make shipwreck of our lives. He's the true light by which we see everything else. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And the second thing to say is this. If he's the true light, he's the welcoming light. Now, some years ago, I was walking in the Welsh mountains on a December day, and I got lost. And the weather was bad, darkness fell, and I was very lost. So what did I look for? I looked for a light shining in the darkness, a light to guide me to safety, a light, as it were, calling me home. And how happy I was to see down in the valley a light. There was a little house, and it seemed the light was blazing from it, a shining light in the darkness, a light to lead me home. And here is Jesus, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. And to all who respond to that light, who see that light, follow that light, come to that light, God makes an extraordinary promise. John goes on to say, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. It's as though God opens the door, stands on the doorstep, and as the light shines in the darkness, God says to those who are lost in the darkness, this way, come to my son, trust in him, and you'll be safe and loved and home, and I'll make you my children. You'll be children of God. And says God, everyone's welcome. No one's shut out. God would have his home filled with children who once were lost. The welcoming light. And the third thing to say is this. The light extinguished. Now the baby, Jesus, he grew up. And for 33 years the light shined in the darkness. But the darkness didn't welcome the light. Jesus was nailed to a cross. If you like, the darkness kicked back. Does that surprise you? Well, it shouldn't, because Jesus himself said, and this is the judgment, that light has come into the world and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. We live in darkness because we choose to. We love darkness rather than light. Now think about it. Christmas time. Christmas time, everyone matters. Yes? Peace on earth. Goodwill to all. We say, a very happy Christmas. But apparently, on average, we strike 5 people off our Christmas card list every year out of revenge. The season of goodwill. I'm not sending it to them. I didn't get one from them last year. They're not having it. Think about it. Well, you just big that up. If that's the season of goodwill, you can see what we're like. No wonder the world's a mess. And if I'm honest, no wonder I'm a mess. Having frozen out God, we're on a collision course with God. But it's God himself who comes to the rescue. So Jesus was nailed to a cross. And to all appearances, the darkness had won. The light was put out. The light was extinguished. Or was it? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It was all in the plan. That was why the Word became flesh. He became flesh to die the punishing death for sin we deserve to die. If you like, he took our darkness on himself, and he plunged it into the hell that it deserved. And he paid the price that God's justice demands. And on the third day, at the break of dawn, at the coming of the light, this same Jesus rose from the dead. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And says Jesus to a world in darkness, come to the light. Come to me. And yes, it's painful because I must own up to my mess. And yes, it's uncomfortable because I realize that this message that we need saving is actually aimed at me. But actually it's tidings of comfort and joy. Because those who come to the light, those who come to Jesus, they discover the calm of sins forgiven. And they enjoy peace with God. And God gives them a new life, life that's so real, so overflowing, so abundant, so satisfying. The Bible calls it eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As we wind things up, in Kew Gardens this Christmas, there's a wishing tree. Maybe you visited it. This is what it says. I am the Christmas wishing tree. What is your wish? What will it be? Make your dreams shine bold and bright. Attach your wish this festive night. And you write your wish on a label, and then you hang your label on the Christmas wishing tree. So what have people been wishing for this Christmas? Well, here are some things that have been written and then hung on the Christmas wishing tree. Here we are. I wish that I was a princess. I wish Granny felt better. I wish I had a good job and could move out. Is there anyone here? I wish dinosaurs were still here. I think I know who wrote this one. I wish West Ham would win the league. I'd wish he'd marry me and we'd have two babies and a puppy. A sad one. I wish to see Michael before I die. I wish there was no Brexit. I wish there's a no-deal Brexit. I wish I could live forever. I wish for the world peace and a Chanel purse. I wish happiness to the world. I wish no bad things happen to my family. I wish for a burger. And then one final one. I wish for snow, snowmen, and that rabbits wouldn't get squashed. Well, what are you wishing for this Christmas? But they're only wishes, aren't they? And who's going to answer them? And their words spoken in the darkness. But there's a light. And it's the true light. And it's a welcoming light. And it's a saving light. It's like we're in a darkened room. And Jesus tears down the curtains. And he throws open the shutters, and the light of his love streams in. And he says to us, no more wishes in the dark. Don't you know the world has changed? Don't you know the day has dawned? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.